first-year Arweva girls basketball coach Janie Stolk joining us here as we continue to preview the upcoming girls basketball season here on KCIM. And Janie, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here, and welcome to the basketball preview show.
Sure, thanks for having me, Jeff.
For folks out there, this is her second year with the program. She was a volunteer assistant a year ago, but is a first-year head coach with the Rockets. Janie, I know you played some college ball. Let's let folks know a little bit, maybe learn a little bit about you. Where are you from? Where did you develop that love of basketball? And tell us a little bit about your basketball career.
So I actually grew up on the other side of the state. I'm from the Quad Cities. I went to Durant High School. It's probably about 3.5 hours from Carroll, about 4 from here in Westside. And honestly, I have played basketball as long as I can remember. I think I was on my first team when I was 5 years old. And then right when I got into fifth grade, I started my first travel team program. I played for a team that was called the IAI Stunners. It was a Quad Cities team. And then middle school, I joined Team Iowa out of Cedar Rapids. And then in high school, I joined All Iowa Attack out of Ames. And I knew from a young age that I wanted to play college ball and that I was willing to make any sacrifices that were needed to make sure that happened. While some of my friends might have been out shopping, you know, I would rather be in the gym. And I think a lot of that comes from the parents that I had too. A lot of people would say that my dad is, he can be hard on me, but I really appreciate it looking back because it's made me who I am. He was the dad that was always standing up in warm-ups, you know, watching us girls, and he would say, you know, you could tell what kind of night it was going to be by the way you were warming up. And we had a park right across the street from our house growing up, and he would be staring over at the court to make sure that we weren't jacking around and we were actually getting a good workout in. And like I said, I really appreciate it. It's kind of made me probably a harder coach myself. I think the girls would agree with that. And then after high school, I did decide to go to Simpson College to play. I played 3 years there because I graduated a little early my senior year. I was coached under a great coach, Brian Nemeth. He's still there. He's been there for a while. And he's made me who I am today, too. And I've learned a lot from each one of those, too.
So how do you take everything you've learned from all the different travel coaches, from the high school coaches, sounds like from your dad as well, and your college coach, how did you come up with your coaching style? And what is that coaching style? What are we looking to see from the Rockets this year with your style?
So I would say, you know, in travel ball and obviously in college too, you tend to have a little bit harder of coaches. I still remember when I played for All Iowa Attack, my coach, you know, he would tug you by the shirt and he'd say, "Are you going to make a shot, Botkins?" That's my maiden name. And, you know, if you weren't performing, you didn't play. And I get you can't necessarily do that nowadays with high school. You know, a lot of kids go out because that's the sport that's in season or because their friends play, and that's okay too. As long as they want to get better, and I can obviously see that they're working as hard as they can. That's truly what I care about. As far as style of play, I think I gathered a lot of information from my college coach, and he was a huge believer in pushing the ball up the court. You're never walking the ball up the court. So I'm a huge believer in transition, getting the ball out and going and not letting the defense set anything up. I'm trying to get some quick baskets that way. And then with our team this year, we do have some decent shooters outside. We have Delaney Shirky that's returning, and she is definitely a threat from deep. So we're looking to, you know, attack the gap and looking for those kickouts. We also have a couple big girls that have a lot of potential for us. We have Michaela Schrod. She's a senior this year. And we also have Annalee Whitrock, which she's only a freshman, but man, she has some potential, and she gets me excited watching her at practice, and I can tell that she's getting better each and every day. So we're looking to get some high-low action out of them as well.
With you being a volunteer with the Rockets last year, how much has that helped make that transition now to the head coach this year? Because at least you're familiar probably with most, if not all, of the girls, and they're probably somewhat familiar with you as well.
I learned a lot from Jeremy Smith last season too. He is a big believer in, again, work ethic. You know, you need to give it all you got, but you also have to have fun while you're doing it. And you should enjoy going out for basketball. It shouldn't be a chore. It should be something that you truly want to do. So I think that's kind of you know, even me out a little bit with my experiences in college and with travel ball, but also having a coach that is a huge believer and enjoying it at the same time. So I'm trying to incorporate that. You know, you know you're doing it right when you can tell that the girls are working hard, but they also have a smile on their faces.
You mentioned that you got some three-point shooters. You want to get the ball up and down the court offensively, work some high-low with trying to get that to be an up-tempo game. I'm guessing defensively, pressure defense, is it going to be half-court, full-court? You're going to try to mix that up. What will we look to see from the Rockets defensively?
As of right now, Jeff, you know, I'm playing with a bunch of different scenarios in my head still, and I'm not sure if we're strictly going to have one defense. I'm sure I'll have kind of a variety, and we will mix it up pretty often. I don't know if we're looking to press quite yet. I don't know how deep I'm going to go on my bench, so that'll be a factor. But we might incorporate, you know, some half-court traps too.
How many girls do you have out this year?
We have 15 girls. Yeah, we are very excited with that number.
That's good numbers, especially today. Is it broken down pretty good class-wise for you, or is it a lot of younger girls?
We have three seniors returning. We have Delaney Shirky, which is our shooting guard. We have Michaela Schrod, she plays post, and we have Karime Sanchez, which is our forward. We also have four juniors that are returning, and the rest are our younger classmen, but we are very excited about some freshmen that we have this year, along with, you know, some juniors that didn't necessarily get a ton of playing time last year, but have really stepped up and have been leaders at practice. We have Emma Lighting, she's our point guard this year. We have Amber Regaler, which is kind of our threat off of the dribble. We have Isaiah Martinez, and she is one of our best defenders. It's so fun watching that girl play. And we have Jasmine Molina as well as one of the juniors.
Guard court sounds like it could be fairly stocked with different kind of weapons. Who else is battling with Michaela down in the post for you?
We have Annalie Whitrock. She is our freshman post player, and she has put a ton of time in this summer kind of building a variety of different post moves and getting those down. And she is a fun player to coach because she has a lot of questions, and I am a coach that welcomes all of those questions because I can tell that you want to get better, and you know, you want to know how you can get better too, and you're willing to ask those. Definitely a big Annalie fan, and I'm excited to watch her play this season.
Coach, last year as the volunteer, you got a chance to see the Rolling Valley Conference and see some of the non-conference teams as well on the schedule. How do you like how that schedule breaks down with this young group to give you maybe a chance to gain some confidence with them early? And then what do you know about the Rolling Valley and with what everybody has coming back?
To be honest with you, Jeff, here lately I've really been focusing on our team and how we can, you know, get the fundamentals down and build our basketball IQ. I'd be lying if I said I haven't, you know, at least glanced at the schedule. But I really think that we lost five seniors last year, but I think that we still have some girls that are ready to compete. We're definitely ready for the challenge. We're working hard at practice every day. Woodbine, they led the conference last year. They only graduated three seniors. They'll be tough. They're a well-coached team. And then you have Exira EHK. They only had a couple losses last year. They two lost three seniors, but those were three key pieces. We open up with Coon Rapids at Coon on the 28th of November. They were fourth in the conference last year, and they return everybody. They are a well-coached program, and they'll be a good challenge for us, but we're definitely looking forward to it, and we'll definitely be ready. And then after that, we have West Harrison at home. They were eighth in the conference last year. They only lost a couple seniors. We were able to get a couple wins from them last year. But again, we have a completely different personnel. So you really don't know. So each game, we're just taking it one at a time. Currently just taking it one practice at a time and just trying to get better.
Coach, it's been a lot of fun catching up with you. I appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season for the Arweva Rockets. And really looking forward to kind of working with you this season and following this program and you and seeing how things go.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you.
Head coach Janie Stolk again with the Arweva Rockets. We'll be back with more of our girls basketball preview show coming up next here on KCIM.